Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, Vicky. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself, ma'am?
Well, I'm good, but I'm a little confused here. I think I need to have a charge or stop a membership or whatever this is that I received here on my email.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you today. What I'm going to need is your zip code so I can try and locate an account for you, please.
Yes, that's 85224.
Dang. Hang on just one moment for me, please. Excuse me. You said 85224. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, give me just a moment, ma'am. You've reached a third-party call center, 85226, and we provide customer support for several different online vendors. I'm trying to determine which one you're affiliated with. What's your first and last name, please?
That was 85224. I think
I'm
you
sorry.
Said six.
Yeah, I did.
No,
I
that's
did.
All right.
I thank you. Okay, what's your first and last name?
Lana Semenuk.
Okay, hang on just a moment. I have to look some. Wait a minute. Let me clear this. These extra tabs up here. Okay, now I don't see an account for a Semenuk with that phone, I mean that zip code. Let me try a phone number instead of that, ma'am. Sometimes that'll pull up an account as well.
Okay, I also have a subscription ID number, if that helps.
If it's not the original order number, it won't, but a phone number will suffice if you don't mind.
Okay, 480.
Okay.
773.
Okay.
5085.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And let's see. There you go. Sure enough. Okay.
Well, if you're a third party thing, then you've probably been getting a lot of these kinds of calls, huh?
Oh, all day, every day.
Good. It's not just me.
No, ma'am.
My husband
was
so mad at me.
No, because I mean, okay, so now I need you to verify your shipping address for me, Ms. Semenuk, please, if you would.
Yes, it's 2604 West Raintree Way, and that's Chandler, Arizona.
Okay, thank you very much. You tell your husband I said back off because this is so common. And the way it's presented is that you want a mixer, correct? Or you could win a free KitchenAid mixer. You just pay the shipping. Am I correct? Okay. Well, what they do, ma'am, or what they've done is when they tell you to pay the shipping, what they do is they enroll you in a mobile food app. It's called Bites Hub, and they charge you that $58.89 because that's the monthly membership to be in this mobile food app. This is an app they charged you $59.89 for, ma'am, and the app just gives you tips, Ms. Semenuk, on how to cut carbs and sugar out your diet and how to turn food into real energy. And then you have to be in this app. You have to be, in this Bites Hub, every month they charge you every month to be in that app so you can be amongst the other people that are in this sweepstakes to win the vacuum cleaner. Unquote.
Well,
now the new offer.
Yeah. They don't tell you that, do they?
No, not like I just stated it. No, ma'am. They do offer the opportunity to stay in the sweepstakes for just $20 a month. But the thing is, they do weekly drawings, and it's like, I think, let me see something. Let me go to this page. I love this part. Let me see. Hang on. It also actually says that now there's supposed to be a disclaimer, that's allegedly on there. There's supposed to be something on there that says, but it doesn't come up until after you pay the shipping. But it says winner notification. Winner will be notified by email at the email address provided in the entry approximately 1 week after the random drawing. Potential winners must accept a prize by email as directed by sponsor within 2 weeks of notifications. Sponsor is not responsible for any delay or failure to receive notification for any reason. And it also says that you chances of winning are 1 in 1 million. Okay. I don't think if anybody read that they would put their money on that horse, you know.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't want to be in their bites club.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure you don't.
Well, no, I just, like I said, honey, give me your credit card. And he said, you're going to be in trouble. And I looked on
He set you up.
Yeah, he did. It
he
was
led
him.
The witness. He led the witness. No. But, I mean, I just don't approve of the way that they do it. So, therefore, I have no problem in just communicating to you what I see. And like I said, you are by far the only person who called. This is the majority of the calls I've had today. And there are that you actually have a winner, and it is a legitimate thing. It's just that they said you've won. That's what I don't like, because it's misleading.
Yeah.
Everybody calls and says that they said that they, I won this and I won that. And I hate to tell, some people, it just breaks their heart when they realize that they've been charged and don't have anything coming, and that it's just a sweepstakes.
Yeah, it's a little... And you don't work for them, so I'm not going to be angry. But they also make it very tricky.
Yeah.
On my email, I cannot find, like, a telephone number or a, if you need help, I can do this. But there's nothing to call. I got your telephone number off of my
bank statement.
Credit card charge, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. When was this charge? I thought this happened today. Let me see.
I think
on the 19th. Yeah, well, you got it fast.
Yeah.
Well, you got it fast. Well, some people call and they say, one guy called today and said, he knew that he was charged something, but it didn't indicate the exact amount. And he said that it just said, good luck. So that's why he called. Yeah, so I guess they're different because some people say they get a message from Walmart. Some people say they get a message from Home Depot. But it's legitimate sweepstakes. It's just I don't like the verbiage because I feel like it's misleading. And I did cancel that account out for you.
Okay, and like you said, one place it says Bites Hub and another place by your telephone was Top Tech offering.com. So
see that,
okay.
I don't like all of that. I mean, and then, well, let me stop. These calls are recorded and monitored for quality of sound.
Okay. so we're both going to be in trouble, right?
Okay, I did cancel out that account, ma'am, but I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, let me grab, where is my pen here? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C, as in cancel, and then the number is 920-599-418. Again, C as in cancel, 920-599-418 is your cancellation number.
Great. I appreciate your help. My
yes,
husband
ma'am.
Made me take care of this myself.
Oh.
Which is fine. I need to know how to do these types of things.
Well,
but
good.
I
That's
appreciate
good.
Your help, and you were very helpful getting me through this.
Yes,
kudos
ma'am.
To you, if they're listening. And you have a blessed day. Thanks.
Ma'am, you do the very same thing. You enjoy your weekend, okay? Stay safe.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.